This podcast is brought to you by
Facultad de Lenguas BUAP, Revista Ecos.
Okay, so welcome everyone. We're here in our first podcast, and today the topic is going to be about sex. Yeah. And we have this topic that is about sexual
promiscuity.
It's not really promiscuity, it's the wake up of children to sexuality. So we have our guest. My name is Estefania, and my guest here is
Christian.
Okay, so welcome, Christian. The first question I would say what is sexual promiscuity, or what is the sexual behavior of children nowadays?
Well, nowadays is quite an amazing topic, interesting and quite difficult. I think sexual promiscuity is when children start asking about sex, right? I mean, not just asking. They start to get in touch with the sexual issue, right?
And yes, today, I think it's quite an issue because all the media that we have around and all the media that children have around, and I think that's a concern of most parents.
Yeah,
exactly. To control those things in their kids. So what do you think about that?
Well,
about parent control?
I think not just now parent control, but let's start with something else. Do you remember our age? I mean, we're not that old.
Yes, we're not that old. In my case, all this wake up of sexuality, which is, I think it's more like the exploration of the things that you feel, the exploration of your body, of all the emotions.
Yeah.
So I think it was, in my case, more when I was in secondary school. I was really a very, very shy girl, so I was not a very extroverted one. So I think those things were really, really intimate. And then my mom is quite conservative, so she was not that open in that sense. So many things, pregnancy or your period or things like that were, habitual topics, but not really something that she just started talking one day very easily. No, she just talked to me in a very reserved way.
Exactly. I think I had the same thing with my parents. My parents were exactly the same. They were just conservative. So in my case, I'm a boy, so it's kind of different, right? Between what happened to the girls and what happened to the boys.
Mm-hmm.
It's always different. So I think in my case, my parents just let me, okay, I'm not gonna say anything. You have to learn it at school and whatever you got, because I didn't get any
teaching
feedback from my parents. Yeah, I didn't get it.
Yes, and I think it's the way it is with our generation. Most students, depending on also your how curious you are on things. And I think in our generation, the ones that were born in the, 85, 86, 87. So our parents' generations were still very conservative about those issues.
A lot.
But I think, nowadays it's changing because what I told you about the media, all the information we got, so that's changing a lot. But in those times, I remember I had secondary school. All the media that we had that time, that it was in the 1997, something like that. We had those things on TV. What we have here in Mexico is typically soap operas, and then you see, the sex scene that is always there, and then you say what's that?
Yeah, exactly.
And then you start wondering how would it feel?
Yeah.
So you start thinking, and then you start listening to your friends, talking about the boyfriend or the girlfriend, what they do, what they don't do, the kissing thing, and you start wondering how it would be.
That, I think you have made a wonderful point. That is a marvelous point. The friends.
Yes.
Friends in this case are a good and sometimes bad influence, right?
Yes, definitely. They are the closest link we have to to share experiences and share our private things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's the closest source of information that we have. And also, well, media, because at that time we didn't, in the media thing, we had just a TV.
Yeah.
And we didn't have any internet at all. No, so it was no internet. And then we just had TV, and some of them who had, you know, like a good economic status would have like the cable and some movies and some channels.
Yeah.
And there is a thing that was very funny.
Yeah.
In my classroom, when I was in, I think it was first grade or second, in secondary school, the boys used to buy porn magazines, and they yes, and they used to rent them to
really?
Other students. Yes, and I knew about that. It was like kind of a big secret.
Yeah.
But it was I knew that from a very close friend of mine that revealed that to me. But he said like, don't say anything.
Yeah,
that's so
course.
Dangerous. If a teacher, well,
yeah, of course,
finds out that, or I don't know, like a person from the direction, they're going to, you know, suspend us,
yeah,
or
exactly.
punish us. But it's part of that curiosity. And
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think it's really important.
How about you? Did you have that experience in secondary school or
I think
high school?
I have to start from elementary school.
In elementary school.
Yeah, because
wow.
I was like you. I was I was shy. I was a shy guy. So my interaction with other kids was good, but as usual, I was just playing, nothing that important, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that was me, I was shy, I was normal, I was relaxed, right?
Yes.
But all my other classmates, they were a little bit more...
active.
Not active, like awoken, right?
Awake.
They were awake in that,
yeah.
in that sense, because they also brought pictures of naked women,
yeah.
they brought magazines, and I saw it and I was like, whoa. I mean,
yes, so it was like you know, the influence in that case.
Yeah, the
so
influence.
How old were you when you started like you know, seeing those
like
those pictures or those things that your
12?
Friends showed you?
Sixth grade,
like 12.
Yeah,
yes.
Like 12.
I
six.
Think like in fifth and sixth grade in elementary school,
mm-hmm.
it's like the critic period,
yeah,
where you don't know like if you are a child or, well, you started having those changes. Like some girls start with the periods even in fifth grade,
yeah.
so when they are very, very young. And I think the boys are, you know, like the first ones that start with those things related to sexuality.
Yeah.
And I think that, I don't know, like it's because I think there's this stereotype, but it's also
mm-hmm.
scientific that that boys and men are more sexual.
Yeah,
so
it's
they,
a scientific data, yeah.
Yes. And women, well, we don't really care about that. Well, it's like a, more like the sensitive aspect and not like the touching the thing like the physical thing. So I think it's more like the emotional thing. So
that is true?
Changes.
Coming
yes.
from you, I want to know, is it true?
That it's more emotional in
yeah.
the case of girls. Most of the girls, yes.
Most of the girls, yeah.
Most
no,
of the girls,
check.
Yes. In most of the girls, it's more emotional, an emotional maturing. The boys were like children,
yeah.
But at the same time, they were awakening to these sexual things, you know, like to well feel how you know an erection feels like.
Exactly.
So it's like in men, it's more like physical. It's more physical.
Yeah.
In a girl, for example, to experiment an orgasm. Yeah, I think it's a little bit more difficult because you have to do more things.
Yeah, it's not just,
you know, it's like not just like your hand or something.
Yeah.
Or yeah, it can be well like
yeah,
your hand
be, yeah.
if you're exploring yourself. But is well, girls I think are not that open, or they don't risk herself, or they don't do it. They don't experiment that much.
We can say that it's easier for boys.
I think somehow.
Yeah, it's not
yes.
that. It's not different. I mean,
yes.
it's easier, a little bit easier.
A little bit.
But well, we have a nice. We have two nice points. First, our experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Then, how the influence of TV.
Exactly.
And friends.
Friends.
I think that's
yes.
a really big influence on our awake. awakening.
Yeah, and I think our awareness also,
awareness,
because it has
yeah.
to be with awareness. Because when you are a kid, I think you, well, I remember that I used to have like those experiences, like what's that, like how things feel. Like when you touch something, when you touch your body, how things feel. But it's not conscious, or you don't look at that like in a bad sense. It's just like part of the experimenting thing. So there are, well, I remember in elementary school that there were some kids curious about you know, the fact of the kisses, like
yeah.
how would it feel. But and I heard, or I could see, for example, how two little classmates of mine kissed.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were like 7 or 8, two like a boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And also it happened with two girls.
Whoa,
so it
that
was
age?
At that age.
Whoa.
Yes, and also it was like they were very young, but actually you're not. I think that what you see when my case, it was like, for me it was like kind of shocking. Because
yeah.
I said, like, what's that? That's not normal. So
exactly.
It has to do with what your parents or what society tells you that is right or wrong to do. And I think the sexual thing is always been a taboo. So it's like you don't know what to think, but then you think, no, it's bad. Because it's not like the normal thing that people do or children do in that
yeah,
case.
Exactly.
And I think that that's well, that was not conscious. It was just like experimenting. Like, for example, I think that they felt well because they kept on doing that.
They were
so,
almost like playing, right?
Exactly. It was like a game.
Yeah.
It was not really like with well, being mean to somebody.
Yeah.
It was just like the experimenting thing. And I think that, well, if a mother or a father would know about that, well, they would be like just so shocked. But you really need to be very understanding and very open when, I don't know, like trying to give explanations to children about sex, about, you know, all the emotions, and not, well, about pregnancy or sexual topics. So, I don't know, well, it's kind of a hot topic for many people.
Yeah,
yes. And well, I don't know, like something else that you remember about your childhood related to sexuality, I don't know, your friends, the environment you lived, how it was.
Well, the environment, I think it also plays a very important role on the awakening of children. Because, for example, if you have a conservative environment with your parents and stuff, I think you're gonna be more
reserved
about those things.
Mm-hmm.
If you have if you live in an environment where, I don't know, this is an example. Let's imagine this. You have a house with two boys.
Mm-hmm.
They are brothers, right?
Mm-hmm.
One is older,
uh-huh.
and the older brother has already experienced. He's like maybe more than 17 years old or 17 to 20, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has experienced more a lot than the 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old.
Yeah.
Imagine all those experiences that sometimes
mm-hmm.
The young ones,
mm-hmm.
Admire the older ones, right?
Yeah,
that's almost all the case. So in this case, the young one, I think, is going to try to
imitate,
or even the older one, if he's not well prepared to teach his brother.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna start saying things in front of him, talking about those things in front of him,
mm-hmm.
and it's gonna awake that feeling, I think,
yes.
earlier, right?
Yes, I think so.
I think influence coming from a lot of parts, a lot
yeah.
of things.
Family. We have mentioned that.
Yeah,
family.
I
so
think
important.
It's like brothers, right? I think
yes.
brothers, maybe sisters, older sisters.
Yeah.
That is usually the case. I don't. Because sometimes
uh-huh.
it's supposed to be that your parents teach you this, right? But I think here in Mexico we don't have
that time.
I think here in Mexico we don't have that culture.
No.
Have you heard about in the United States about the talk?
The talk, yes, I know that
is
about, you know, like you watch that from movies or you listen that from native people.
Yeah, exactly.
But here in Mexico it's very different. We're very conservative and I think that we have a lot of taboos. Nowadays, I think it is related to education as
yeah.
well. Even though, of course, we're not stupid, right?
Yeah.
We can see and we are like observing like what others do, etc. But you always have that feeling that now, like maybe experimenting this or that is not right now.
Yeah.
And your parents like tell you like, now don't do this and do that, like wait, you know, like the advice that is always there.
Yeah, I think that is too
different.
It's always negative, right? The answer coming from the parents is always negative. Don't do this.
Or
don't watch
that. Related to a no all the time.
Don't do this. Don't watch that. Don't touch them. I mean, they sometimes I think even parents have fear of saying talking about a part of the body.
Like, you know, it's difficult. And then today I just try to be in my mom's or my dad's shoes. In my case, well, this case it was my mom. Because we are girls, in my case, I'm the older one and I have a little sister. So I was like the first one in experimenting that age.
Yeah.
And they experienced, well, like my adolescence with me. And I was like the first kid that passed through, or that went through that.
You said you have a sister, right?
Yeah, she's...
How old is she?
She's younger. Now she is 18.
Oh, okay. I thought she was younger.
Yeah, so we have like 4 years and a half difference in age.
But what about that? I mean, you had a younger sister, 4 age difference. What happened there? I mean, what can
like
you tell me
influence.
About that?
Like the influence, sexually
right?
speaking, the influence and the talkings, you know, the girl talking.
Yeah, I think you girls talk about those things, right?
Yes, we do, but it's in my case, as you know, I'm kind of reserved in somehow in those topics because, you know, I have this example of my mom when talking about things is like not, you know, it's something very reserved and intimate in a woman to talk about sex. But then I started having my experiences, etc. Then I knew some things, and then when my little sister was in, I think secondary school, first grade, she was so naive. Like I think she was like more naive than I was. Like. Yeah, she didn't know about many things.
I was going to ask you about that. For example, we said about the influence about friends, family, the influence about TV. You experience that with your sister, but I wanted to know that. In the case that you didn't act it as a bad influence to your sister.
Yes.
Is another thing acting as a bad influence to your sister, or that like TV? I mean, she's younger.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
not
she's
that
younger.
Young. I mean, she's
yeah,
she's
but
not,
always,
she's 18, but.
Yeah, it was kind of difficult because it was 4.5 years. It's lots of difference. It made lots of difference. However, in something she was like more awake. And her generation, the generation of those kids are, well, they are more awake and they had more sources of information. So it was very, very different. But what I wanted to do with her, like I always felt she was like my little
toy.
Child or my little toy, and I felt her like my responsibility. So I kind of act like her mom somehow, like giving her some advice and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her like about many things. I told her, you know, like things happen like this and like that. I tried to explain, you know, not all the time, but I tried to explain to what I knew, like she had to, you know, look after herself and try to look after also, you know, certain things like some boys that are like just like annoying girls,
mm-hmm.
and things like that are dangerous. But, you know, they're just experimenting.
Yeah.
I'm crazy about experimenting.
Yeah, I think this.
Yeah.
What about the boys, right? In my case.
Yeah, the boys. Yeah.
In my case, I have an older sister, so actually
older
that
sister.
Kind of communication never happened. And about my father, I think the communication didn't happen either. I mean, I think it's because of the influence of we are boys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Boys,
yes.
Maybe, I mean, boys don't go talking about those things. When they are young, they don't talk about this with other boys, but when they are older, they talk about this with their friends and stuff.
Yeah.
But we're talking about children, right?
Yeah.
So I think my father, I don't know why he didn't say that. Actually, I didn't need it because I had school. I was in touch of TV very young.
Yeah.
I had cable, so
yeah.
A lot of things happen in cable.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of that influence, maybe negative, maybe positive, we don't know, right? But
yeah.
I had that influence. I didn't have the influence of my parents, or my sister, or anybody else. I had mostly of TV and my friends from school.
Yes.
So, I think that's it, right? I think the difference between us is like, we boys don't like to talk about that much because it's like, we don't care, it happened. You girls find it like more emotional.
Yes.
Maybe you also don't like to discuss it, but...
Yeah, but it's there.
It's there, right? And also for us, it's there, but...
Yeah, and there are some kids that are like, that wake up before.
Yeah.
And they have like this, this feeling of experimenting more things, because I had also a very close friend in secondary school. I think she had sex like with her first boyfriend. So it was like, she was like 13. And she was very, very young. And then I could see her like how she acted, and like she was like kind of addicted to that. So, well, it depends on the person.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I think if she were talking here with us, she would have a very different perspective.
Yeah.
But I think depending on your personality, depending on the family context, depending on the influence of media, depending on the influence of your friends, the information you receive at school, depending on how fast you have your first boyfriend or girlfriend, I think that makes a big difference too. Like when you have your first boyfriend or girlfriend, it's like you start experimenting. Both start experimenting. And in many cases this happens when kids have boyfriend or girlfriend when they are in elementary school.
Yeah.
So they start with that. So, first it's like the illusion, but then they start experimenting, the kissing and the touching, and sometimes it becomes so much more, which can be so risky.
Yeah.
So that's why parents and teachers are preoccupied and want to be supervising them and telling them, the information they need to know.
So now we get why parents are so caring about that thing, right?
Yeah, actually, well, because of our age and our experience, like, now we understand so much.
Something very important also. Now we have said something about our past.
Yes.
What about our present?
The present, that was about to tell. Well, I don't know, how about you? Like, how do you see children today? The children's sexual behavior today?
I'm gonna say the same thing because I think it's quite important. Television is a strong influence.
Yes,
for
the internet.
Internet now,
yeah.
Of course, and now
YouTube.
All children know how to use it, they all have, most of the children have a computer, not all, but maybe all of them can have access to a computer. So we have TV, and the internet, also the friends still
are
still quite negative influence, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's like a little bit the same, but now with the power of, like massive communications.
Yeah.
We have cell phone.
The cell phone. We didn't have cell phone, and now the cell phones are everywhere.
there's a thing very funny that I heard from this. It's a very young mom. It's my cousin, and she has a child, I think 5-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then she tells like, why? She's always asking me about the cell phone. And then I have heard that from many parents nowadays, like. What they want for three wise men, for Reyes Magos, the tradition that we have today for asking for gifts. So what they want is just or the laptop, or they want the cell phone, or they want the computer.
Yeah, they have.
There's a lot of technology, and actually that influences them a lot.
Totally, I think that influences a lot.
Yeah. So well, I think that we have this topic is so huge and so interesting as well, and I would really like, to interview people to know how they think.
But
what do you think about that?
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that we would have like a second or third part about it, because it's been a long time talking about this topic. So, thank you so much for listening to us, and I hope we come back soon with a different topic. So thank you, Christian, for your participation. And that would be it. See you soon.
See you.